When we Aura departed there was much grief, although I know that he goes before us. They are the pacemakers, they clear the way for us, those of the higher dimensions. This thought comforts me. The great pain is that the work he had set aside for me and many others is to remain uncompleted. These plans in their folders shall all be returned to Kolders. One day. Who knows, a commander may read these files and recognize the value and continue the work that has been left uncompleted this day. A new committee is to be formed which will not be from our confederation, for they have now resigned this mission. This was a shattering message. Disappointment was written all over our faces. Edwin and Elizabeth had so many personal experiences with Voldar and others that this must have been like losing a member of the family. The thoughts that were uppermost to me were that these people, wherever they came from, whether another universe or a future era, had tried their best to reach our hearts and minds. And all we could do was to ask for more proof, more concrete physical evidence. I suspect so did all Q Group members everywhere. This was the one thing they could not give us at this stage. It is sad to think that this contributed to the collapse of many Q Groups and brought about the end of the Confederation's mission to Earth. Voldar ended by describing the new committee. This committee is of a lower dimension than ours. I feel that they may have a better success on Earth as they think more like you than we do, although they are also ahead of you in time. But the time lapse between you and them is less than between you and Kolders. So, my brothers and sisters, I will leave you to this new committee. In no way can I intervene. My superiors granted my final wish that I could come and explain the situation to you. My task is almost done. I have been assigned to patrol a new area in deep space with my division of 100 astral craft. I must now leave behind all the problems of Earth. Not only the problems but the friendship, love and understanding between you and I. I hope that the new committee will do far more than we have done. So we depart. I hope you will not forget us. And if one day we return then surely we shall come to see you. His parting words were to Edwin and Elizabeth. Oh my brother Edwin, how can I say farewell to you? We have known each other for many years. We have talked long and spent many Earth hours together on the beaches along your sea. You are more than a brother to me. Make it easy for Voldar and do not be sad at our parting. It is just another phase in our lives. My dear sister Elizabeth, I have loved you both more than I would a brother and sister of my own. He spoke a few words to each member in turn. To someone he had this to say, there are many things you have not understood. Even today, there are doubts in your mind. You blame much on Edwin. Do not blame him. Blame the Confederation. I was the last to join the group, so he ended with me. My dear friend Cal, how I regret that we did not know each other longer. Such a pity. I am sure that you have learned much from the little you have heard. Then he ended, from your Q base, Edwin, many have come gone. Many have scorned your group. There are those you are not even aware of who knew of your base. They are anonymous and wish to remain so. It has been our effective and profitable base, if not altogether peaceful. Those of you who stayed, you have had the patience to accept and some have understood and passed on the information from Wayora to all those who are willing to listen. Now, my friends of planet Earth, I must say a final farewell. I do sincerely hope that we will be given yet another chance to rectify the mistakes we have made during our stay over your planet. There are many things we have learned. There are many things that we would change. But the other committee must now take the lead. They will profit by our mistakes. This work must continue until there is peace over the fields, mountains and oceans of your truly beautiful planet. Earth is a jewel in the depths of space. The superiors and all the commanders thank you for all you have done. Kialda Kachu and Kissis Kulinando. I hope we have yet another chance. One farewell. Note: remember that this is not by any means all of the information available in this case. This is only what has been agreed can be revealed through the communications themselves. There is much more to this case and a great deal that is of a personal nature and will not be revealed at all. Chapter 10. A New Venture, Voldar's farewell message and the closing down of the Q-base disappointed me. For many years I knew of it from afar, and then, when Edwin invited me to join it, all came to an end. As I had many questions, I simply had to see Edwin again. Now that I knew where he lived, I looked him up a few days after Volgar's final transmission to the group. Edwin did not seem to be very concerned about the exit of the Confederation and said, "After all these years, I'm sure they will not leave us high and dry." Looking back, I now think he may have had some inside information. Weora's venture had proved to be unsuccessful, and so an end had to be made. Edwin's Q group had just about ground to a halt, with only two of the members being present for the farewell message. The other members had faded out of the picture. I was fascinated to hear Edwin's story firsthand, his initial encounter with Voldar and later meeting Weora face to face. He took me on a tour of the various places he went fishing with Voldar, the seaside cottage where Weora had spent many months during his training period on Earth, and many other places. Later, I saw the site of the hotel in Durban where Voldar had stayed. The building had been demolished to make room for motorcar showrooms. Edwin let me examine the radio receiver which Voldar gave him in 1962. I looked at the antenna on the end of the roof and the feed line going down into the lounge and the receiver. The unit was housed in a domestic wooden cabinet of a type popular in the early 60s. Then I noticed something odd. Edwin had explained that the transmissions are beamed from spacecraft above to his antenna and receiver, but I am sure that most Cubase members had not appreciated the uniqueness of the communication. I am a radio amateur with a technical education and noticed that the antenna was connected in a very unusual way. Electrically speaking, the antenna was not connected to the front end as is normally the case, but to the rear end, to the power supply. Now I understand at least why no one else could intercept these radio transmissions. To my mind, Edwin did have what he had been saying all along: communications with men from outer space. I asked Edwin about the strange ping sounds which occurred at intervals during all transmissions from the Confederation. I had wondered about these for years. He explained that they used a strata recorder in place of a tape recorder, which recorded on crystals instead of tape. The ping sound occurred as one crystal changed to the next crystal. I was delighted with everything I learned from Edwin, and I asked him to let me know as soon as he heard any further news, which he suggested might be soon. I was a bit surprised to get a telephone call from him only a fortnight later. He said he had received a message on his radio that something was in the wind. He then asked me to come to his home 2 days later and to be sure to arrive before 7 o'clock. I wondered what the new one committee was up to when I drove my car to Edwin's home on the appointed evening. It was on the stroke of 7 and Edwin was waiting for me to arrive. As I entered the lounge, Edwin's radio set was already on. A low purr came from the loudspeaker. Elizabeth, who had put the two children to bed early, sat in an armchair with some needlework. Edwin and I chatted, standing near the radio as we waited for something to happen. Then, at 7:20, the speaker suddenly came to life with a surprisingly loud sound. Starting on a high note, it changed to a deeper tone, leveling out. "Venoy. Venoy. Stand by for transmission. Venoy, Edwin, stand by." There was a short pause and then another voice. "This is Voldar, greetings. Greetings to the three of you tonight. I am contacting you from this Corinthian craft at an altitude of ~500 km. My friends, it is wonderful to be here once again. We are here for a special reason, for this is the beginning of a new phase, a new venture. It is the beginning of a new experiment for my friend Edwin. Very shortly, I shall transmit a coded message to you in the manner of the Confederation. You have heard this message before, transmitted to you by thought. It was impressed on your mind for a particular occasion, and the occasion arises on this Earth night of yours." As soon as the radio transmission began, Edwin started his tape recorder. I stood close to the receiver and speaker, although the transmission was loud and clear. I guess it was the general excitement, the thrill of listening to a voice from a spacecraft, and the talk of a new phase. "Edwin, I must explain to you that when you hear the sound of this code, you will enter a sleep-like state, and until I give you the command to return, You will be entirely under my control. I shall be able to speak through you. What I see shall be transmitted through to you so that you will see what I see and feel what I feel at the same time. This is the new experiment. It may not be successful. For many years, my dear brother Redwin, we have conditioned you for such an occasion. As I told you during our last radio transmission, a new committee was to contact you by this method. They have tried but failed. We are pleased that you and others responded so well to our training that only we can contact you by this method. They have also abandoned their plans to start groups in the major cities on your planet when they realized the problems involved. They decided to hand you back to us. These are the circumstances that brought us back earlier than we had dared to hope. And now, Edwin, Voldar continued, I shall transmit the Confederation sounds and this code will unlock the instructions stored in your unconscious mind and you will enter a state of trance. Please be seated and relax now. Be seated and relax. Both Edwin and I were still standing near the radio receiver when Voldar spoke these words. I was puzzled how he knew that we were standing. We both sat down in armchairs and I watched as Edwin closed his eyes and let his head rest back on the chair. Stand by. Edwin. Relax. Listen to this. You have heard this subconsciously many times. Listen. Then a strange sound came from the loudspeaker, which is difficult to express phonetically. It was more like a croaking and lasted just over a minute. Later I learned that these sounds are deliberately garbled to make recollection and memorizing impossible. The sounds are only used to tune Edwin's mind to the Caldesian thought frequency. Experimenting with these sounds landed Edwin on an open frequency with unpleasant consequences, as described later. Edwin reacted immediately and appeared to be in a relaxed sleep. After a short interval, Voldar continued saying through the loudspeaker, Edwin is now in a state of trance. He is quite safe and comfortable. I am in control of his mental faculties. Then, addressing himself to me, Voldar said, Greetings, my friend Carl. This is when I speak to you, and to you alone. I have chosen you for a special task which I hope you will accept. It is to advise and assist Edwin in this new experiment. You are to record these thought transmissions on a tape recorder and after editing them, send them to any person or group who may be interested. I suggest that you re-record the Confederation sounds which were used to condition Edwin's subconscious, on another tape. In future, these will be played to Edwin through earphones and then be removed. At the end of these thought transmissions, we will waken him. To begin with, there will be only one such thought communication per month, preferably during evening. This method of communication has been very successful in the past. We hope that it will be successful again. Questions may be put to Edwin when he is in this state of thought contact and we will answer, but please remember that Edwin will take time to get accustomed to this new method. I must warn you that some communicators may not be as versatile in English as I am. It may be difficult for them to reply. You may get inaccurate information, so please use your own judgment. Voldar continued, Yes Cal, we have plans for the future and these plans involve both you and Edwin. And now I would like to try an experiment. Edwin, can you hear my voice? I can hear your voice, one Edwin replied. I am going to ask you a few questions. Yes, said Edwin. What is the color of my uniform? Asked Voldar. Blue, replied Edwin. I am now pointing to something. What is it? You are pointing to some kind of instrument,